Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. Senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum, and contributor to The Federalist, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
They do start fires. They start fires if they can get in the fire inside or through the windows, and they start fires along the outside of the courthouse.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr talking about the methods that the Black Lives Matter protesters use. And as I was just mentioning and discussing with Andy McCarthy, I want to continue this conversation because over in the Bright email today, Kelsey Bowler picked up on an article published by The Federalist, but she expounded on it a bit more. And let me just read an excerpt of this. Up to 95% of this year's riots are linked to Black Lives Matter activism, according to data collected by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The data also show that nearly 6%, or more than 1 in 20, of the U.S. protests between May 26 and September 5 involved rioting, looting, and similar violence, including, and I've been off on this number, I've been saying 37 fatalities. It's actually 10 lower than what it actually is, 47 fatalities. Kelsey Bowler rejoins us to discuss in more detail. Kelsey, this is the weird part. And I understand why Barr has been so, you know, spittle flying mad these last couple of days, because when it comes to telling the story of what's happening in this violence, you're echoing the data here. The Federalist pointed it out. Andy McCarthy just spoke to it, but Barr knows this. This is all being instigated, and the media is lying every day to the American viewers and the American listeners about what it really means and where it's coming from. And that's the cognitive disconnect in the greater discussion, no?
Absolutely. We need to acknowledge that two things can be true at once. There are peaceful Black Lives Matter supporters, and unfortunately, when you're a conservative, this needs to be said. Black lives matter. We all acknowledge that. We all recognize a need to talk about policies that can specifically improve the livelihood of minority communities in America. We want to hear them. We want to be a part of that conversation. But what we also need to acknowledge is the fact that, as you just stated, 95% of these violent riots have been connected to Black Lives Matter activists. That's why in my own reporting thus far, I've been very careful not to call them the Black Lives Matter riots. But at this point, when there is that much overwhelming evidence that the violence is in fact caused directly by Black Lives Matter activists, we need to be truthful in the way we talk about it. That doesn't mean that peaceful Black Lives Matter activists don't exist, but that does mean that the movement is completely getting hijacked by very violent offenders. And personally, if this were a movement that I were supporting, that at this point was inflicted with terrorists inside of the organization, I would have a problem voicing my support and financially contributing to that organization until they got this under control.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot to be said on what you just laid out there. Mayor Giuliani was with us yesterday, and he reminded me that in the Black Lives Matter organization itself, you have longtime Black Panther legacy characters like Susan Rosenberg that have actually been part of the strategy and the formation of what Black Lives Matter intends to do when they come into town to set up their protests and to go about it. And we see the same thing happen in town after town after town. This is why it becomes a really repetitive scenario. The other thing, I love the fact that you made that distinction, because I think that's not only true for conservatives. I think it's true in the civil rights community. I've worked uncharacteristically, Kelsey, I've worked probably as closely with Black civil rights leaders in the past two big cities I've lived in, New York and in Chicago, going back more than 20 years. I've never had one of them, and I don't mean the race hustlers like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. I'm talking about pastors that are working in their communities, doing after school tutoring, you know, rolling up their sleeves, really committing to what they're going to do for their communities. Those guys have told me overwhelmingly over the course of time, they don't want less police. They want more engagement with police. They want police that are hanging out on the same street corner every day so the kids get to know them. They want police that are grown from their community. And the Police Athletic League here in New York City does a fantastic job of after school stuff where the PAL group brings kids in from the Bronx and says, hey, let's get together. And a lot of new officers have come out of that program into the NYPD over the years because they've had that engagement. That's the kind of stuff, kind of the wholesale integration that I believe helps the most vulnerable communities. But it is the exact opposite of what the message of Black Lives Matter have to say. So while I believe in the value of every black life, and for that matter, every American life, I can thoroughly reject the activist hostility that BLM has put on their website. They don't want the nuclear family to be thought of as it traditionally has been, and their activist founders in what they're doing, because what they're doing is burning down America.
Right. And I think the violence has unfortunately cast a shadow over the important work that is actually being done to improve minority communities in America. Independent Women's Forum, I have highlighted an incredible organization called Hope for Prisoners, which partners Yes. with their local Las Vegas Police Department so that former inmates can form relationships with police officers. And it has a mutual benefit where police officers gain a better understanding and more compassion for the unfortunate life scenarios that often lead to criminal behavior. And on the flip side, it enables former criminals to have greater compassion and understanding for the risks that our first responders take every day when they are going out on the streets to protect Americans. We also know there has been meaningful police reform legislation put forth in Congress. Senator Tim Scott, Rand Paul have done great work on that, and the media and Black Lives Matter activists want to completely ignore that and present this false choice that if you're not with us, you're against us. And that is just absolutely not true. We all stand with our fellow minority Americans, and we all want to further policies that will improve their lives.
No question about it. You know, when the president calls the media fake news and the enemy of the people, when you see Bill Barr and the frustrations that he's having to deal with from this abject lying to the American people, I can't disagree with him. And, you know, I don't want my industry to be labeled that. But at the end of the day, they need to start telling the truth. Anyway, read all about it in the Bright email. And if you don't subscribe, do it. Kelsey Bowler, thank you.